This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire, and we got a great guest for you. I love having him on the show. Little intellectual break. Love to hear from someone who's such a bright guy and knows so much about the law. Alan Dershowitz is on our show, one of the most respected legal scholars in America, probably the most famous lawyer in the world, professor emeritus at Harvard Law School, best-selling author. His new book, The Case Against the New Censorship, Protecting Free Speech for Big Tech, Progressives, and Universities. Alan Dershowitz, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Well, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be on with you. The answer to Big Tech, obviously, and their censorship is talk radio. So one reason I'm on, obviously, is because I want to have an opportunity to undo or at least respond to the censorship of Big Tech.
So let's talk about the Rudy Giuliani the raid on Rudy Giuliani, the lawyer for the President of the United States, or the former President of the United States. It just seems to me, Alan, you know, and I'm a conservative, and I know you're a liberal, but I've always been a big believer in lawyers and representation, right? Even as a conservative law and order guy.
Of course.
I know that there's nothing more important than a lawyer, representing his client and not having to spill the beans about what the client said. It's kind of like a priest, right? You can't spill the beans. So I don't understand. I've never seen lawyers raided like they raided Michael Cohen and now they're raiding, Rudy Giuliani. I don't even like Michael Cohen. It doesn't matter. It's not right to go to a lawyer's home and office and raid his safes and take everything there and get private correspondence between him and the President of the United States or whoever his client is. Have you ever seen lawyers get raided? I never have.
Not like this. Not like this. But, you know, just imagine if you or I or anybody had a deep, dark secret and we really couldn't discuss it with anybody. And so we went to our priest or our rabbi or our psychiatrist or cardiologist and had this real intimate conversation that we didn't want spread around or shared with anybody. And then we read next week that a search warrant has been issued on the priest, doctor, psychiatrist, whatever. And the government takes the position it can read everything. Well, give it to a taint team. It's not prosecutors. It's just people in the prosecutor's office. They read everything and then they decide whether it's privileged. So you've already lost the privilege. Already government people have read the information. We know how the government leaks like a sieve, and your information is out there. And if you're the President of the United States as the client, you know that it's going to get into a negative newspaper article.
Are you worried that if you represent a Rudy Giuliani, that they'll come and raid you? Are they that bold is the question.
Well, I also represented the president during the same period of time.
Yeah, right.
Rudy Giuliani raided the president. Of course, you always have to be concerned. I'm not concerned for myself. I'm concerned for my clients. My clients tell me things. I generally don't take notes when my clients tell me deep, dark secrets. I've been blessed with a very good memory. But, you know, I am too frightened about the possibility of a search warrant to actually put down and take careful notes of everything my client has said, because that could be somehow compromised, and I don't like that.
Yeah, I'd be worried at this point, you know, if I was a target of the government. Once they indict you and arrest you, I'd be worried they're listening in on your lawyer phone calls. They are watching the emails from your lawyer. You're watching the texts from your lawyer. I mean, I don't know how you could trust that anything is sacrosanct anymore.
No, you're 100% right. And, you know, I used to have only one email, my Harvard email. And I recently discovered that Harvard has a policy that emails are the idea that an email that you use all this time somehow is not confidential. think there has to be a lot more concern. Maybe
Alan, are you there?
Oh,
there you go. You're back in. We lost you for just a second.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. We have to have legislation to protect the right of privacy of clients, of patients, of penitents. But we already have some of it. But there should be an absolute rule saying no professional who has privileged information should be subject to a search warrant, as distinguished from a subpoena, unless they can prove by compelling evidence that issuing a subpoena wouldn't work because the evidence would be destroyed or obstruction of justice would occur. But I don't think anybody could say that of Rudy Giuliani. He's not going to destroy evidence.
Well, I'm just glad that, you know, it's terrible that they raided him. They raided his home and his office. But thank God they didn't take him away in handcuffs at 5 in the morning with a SWAT team. You know, I'm just surprised they didn't do that because they did that with Roger Stone. I think Rudy's way too famous and way too respected for that. I mean, he's the guy who put, you know, mobsters away, John Gotti away, and he was America's mayor during 9/11. And it's an insult that they raided him. But at least they didn't, you know, show up with guns at 5 in the morning and, you know, and scare the bejesus out of him and his wife. Wife or girlfriend jolts him out of bed. I'm surprised they didn't. You are aware of how they treated Roger Stone, right?
Oh, sure. And others as well.
Yeah.
And the government overdoes it with the not only the search warrant, the no-knock warrants, the middle-of-the-night raids. But here's the irony. When Rudy Giuliani was the mayor, he engaged in some pretty tough tactics, which I opposed. I was strongly opposed to it. I'll never forget the time that he arrested, instead of just sending a summons, to one of the senior partners in Goldman Sachs so he could have officials, government officials, go and handcuff this guy and take him out in a humiliating way in front of all of his partners in Goldman Sachs, and then nothing happened. He wasn't convicted or anything. That doesn't mean that it was right then. It's certainly not right now. You know, I've been opposed to many of Giuliani's policies since 1973, when we were on opposite sides of a major murder case. And I won the case, and Rudy wasn't happy with me. And then we had a second case together. He won that case, and we've become friends since.
You know, I'll bet there's one where you and I are on the same side, Alan. I'll bet you anything, because I was the Libertarian vice presidential nominee in 2008. I don't know if you knew that. I was on the Libertarian presidential ticket. And
My favorite professor of all time was John Hospers, who ran.
Oh, a friend of mine. Yeah, great guy. Passed now,
John,
but great guy.
You know, it's so interesting. I sat down to write a letter to John to tell him how influential he was in my life, and then I read he died just a few days earlier.
Yeah,
he was a great friend. He really taught me how to think. You know, I didn't even know what his political views were when I had him as a teacher at Brooklyn College. He never told anybody his political views. Everything was analysis. How do you argue? How do you make a stronger argument, a better argument? That was back in the day when professors didn't think they had a right to tell you what to think. They just had an obligation to teach you how to think. But that's all changed.
Well, you know, I went to Columbia University, and I graduated Dean's List and honors and all that, and I don't believe it could happen today. I believe with my big mouth, being a big conservative, an in-your-face conservative, I don't think I would make it through Columbia University today. I think they'd F me out. They'd literally give me Fs and Ds and destroy my career. But in those days, nobody got involved in politics. The teacher didn't have professors didn't have debates with the students. Or if they did, they actually, you know, were friendly about it. I still got A's in a class of one professor at Columbia. It was very liberal, but she loved my debates. So I think things have changed dramatically, and I just, you know, I tell my kids to shut up.
Question.
Yeah, I told my daughter, shut up at Harvard. Don't say anything at Harvard. Do not. Let me get to the one I want to see if we're in agreement on. When Giuliani was mayor, I praised him. I was on Bill Maher's show, Politically Incorrect, and I was praising Giuliani and said he did some great things. He cleaned up New York. He got rid of the squeegee guys. I got to give the guy a lot of credit, but there's one thing I'm mad at him at. I said when guys get caught propositioning prostitutes in New York City, if you want to arrest them, I personally don't think it should even be a crime, but if you want to arrest them, okay, fine, it's $50 and a desk ticket. But Rudy Giuliani was taking your car away from you. So if you happen to have a Rolls Royce, that means a little, you know, minor crime could be like a $500,000 loss. I thought that was crazy. You can't do that in America, take someone's property because they committed a crime in the car because they were offering a girl $20 for sex. I thought that was ridiculous. I'm assuming you'd probably be on my side on that one.
It's much worse than that. I had somebody some years ago was caught with Cuban cigars on his $60 million Gulfstream jet.
Oh, my God.
And they threatened to take away his $60 million Gulfstream jet because he had a few thousand dollars worth of Cuban cigars. That's the law today, unfortunately. Forfeiture of property is a major tool of law enforcement, and Rudy Giuliani was very much in favor of that. So,
yes,
you know, as he said to me when I told him this, he said, Alan, I was wrong then, I'm right now. So let's fight this out.
All right.
We're gonna do.
Let me ask you about, so are you representing Giuliani, by the way? Is that actually officially happening?
I am advising his legal team on constitutional issues, but I'm not going to formally represent him. He has a very good legal team, and I've worked with some of them before. And I'm, you know, they come to me. You know, I do the same thing for Democrats. When Bill Clinton was impeached, I helped his legal team and assisted them. And if somebody on the Democratic side were to be searched who was a lawyer, I'd represent them as well. I don't let partisan, political, or even personal considerations enter into my professional decisions, particularly about the Constitution.
Well, I had one of the guys you were probably in battle against on my show just 2 days ago. I had Ken Starr on the show. Were you in battle against Ken?
I wrote a whole book about it.
There we go.
Called Sexual McCarthyism, and then we became friends. Those were the days when you could be on opposite sides and still be friends. I admire Ken enormously.
Well, I hope you and I can be friends. I hope next time you're in Vegas, you go out of your way to look up Wade Allen Root. Let's have a dinner together, Alan. Love to do it.
That'd be great. Good.
You got it. We're on the run. His book is The Case Against the New Censorship, Protecting Free Speech from Big Tech, Progressives, and Universities. The one and only Alan Dershowitz. Thank you, Alan. Have a great weekend. All right. Wade Allen Root. We'll be right back. More great guests. Christina Layla of the Gateway Pundit coming up. And then at half past hour number three, Dr. Kelly Ward, chairman of the Arizona Republican Party and kind of the quarterback for the big audit there.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way, and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is Ocean. OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh, my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I always get a tickle out of the hubris of politicians, you know? They're so conceited. Their egos are so big. They never realize when they should shut up and go away, and they never realize when someone else is doing a great job. They think they can always win and do a better job and defeat them. And it's just funny because I didn't even realize, not living in Florida, you know, to me, DeSantis is the best governor in the United States of America. To me, Ron DeSantis is maybe the next president of the United States. If Donald Trump chooses not to run, if Trump chooses to run, I think it's almost a fait accompli that Trump will run with DeSantis. That would be his VP. Which, of course, would guarantee in Florida. DeSantis is very popular in Florida. Great guy. Very controversial, like Trump, but still very popular. He's done such a great job for the Florida economy. Amazing. He was actually better than Trump in a way because, you know, Trump had doctors telling him, you got to close the economy, you got to close the economy. And Trump never really closed it. He said, I just give each governor the right to close it. If you have to close it, close it. But we should just do a quick pause. And then he kept saying, we got to get back to work. We got to get back to work. We got to end the lockdown. Trump did a reasonably good job. I'm just sorry he ever listened to the doctors at all. And it's not like I'm a backseat driver because I kept saying, don't listen to the doctors. Don't listen to the doctors. Don't listen to the doctors. They're all fools. They don't know what they're talking about. Dr. Birx, Dr. Fauci, they're idiots. They're literally brainiacs. They're just book smart, but they don't know anything about the real world. They know nothing about business. And you can't just close down an economy because people are sick. Are you crazy? You got to be nuts. You don't close an economy. Everybody loses their job. Businesses go under. Nobody ever recovers. Why would you close an economy? Because people are sick? That's stupid. People get sick. People get colds. People get flu. You know, this was not leprosy. This wasn't Ebola. It was the flu. Just crazy. And so Trump listened to them. He shouldn't have, but he didn't listen a lot. You know, he kept cheerleading to reopen the economy, thank God. But he did listen. DeSantis really never listened. DeSantis kept Florida as close to open as any state in America. Even when it was closed, it was open. You know, my buddy literally is the manager of a furniture store in Florida. And I remember him telling me, we're not closed. You know, he's not enforcing it. There's nobody enforcing it. Even though we're supposed to be closed, we're open, and we're doing a lot of business. I actually had the best day of my life, he told me. The single best sales day of his entire career was in, like, March or early April of 2020. He said, Florida's closed, but it's not closed. We're all allowed to be open, and no one's saying a word to us. And then 2 weeks later, he officially said you could be open. So he never closed his store. You can't say that in California. You can't say that in New York. Can't say it in New Jersey. Can't say it in Illinois, around Chicago. Can't say it in Michigan. You know, Florida was really never close. I think DeSantis is the best governor in all of America. I love the guy. And if you have a restaurant there, my buddy owns a restaurant in Florida. He's booming. He owns two restaurants. He's never made so much money in his life. He actually bought a second restaurant in the middle of the COVID pandemic. In the rest of the country, people were dying and people were closed. And he was booming at his restaurant. It was jammed. And nobody wore masks. Florida's living proof this is all a scam. Not COVID. COVID's real. But the reaction to it is a giant scam. How do you accept the fact that in some parts of America to this day, people are locked down and masked up and forced to take vaccines. It's wide open and not everyone wants the vaccine and nobody's wearing a mask and they're all going out to restaurants and the restaurants are jammed and the bars are jammed and the nightclubs are jammed and the strip clubs are jammed and everyone's alive. How do you live with that? Whatever state you're in that isn't thinking like that is out of their mind. Your governor's a moron and destroying your business. So I think DeSantis is the best governor in America, and one of my buddies who lives in Florida, a totally different one, I got a lot of them, who live in Florida now, and one of them texted me a few minutes ago and said, did you hear about Charlie Crist? He's running for governor against DeSantis. And I was like, what? Charlie Crist? Charlie Crist was one of the worst governors in the history of Florida, and now he's running again against DeSantis? Really? I said to him, he's got his name is Crist. I said, he couldn't win if his real name was Christ. If he came back as Christ, he'd run for governor and DeSantis and beat him. It's a joke. The ego and the hubris of these guys. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. And all I need to tell you is that I've been on the program for a few short months. I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat. And I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. And everywhere I go, people tell me I look the best and the youngest in years and years and years. My body looks like when I was a high school football player. Thank you, Energized Health. Anybody can do it. Go to energizedhealth.com. It's not even a big, hard diet at all to follow. It's not painful at all. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials at energizedhealth.com or call them at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Energizedhealth.com, 40% off.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Why am I wearing the mask? Because when we're inside, it's still good policy to wear the mask. President Biden's comments when asked why he's wearing a mask inside, although he's around people that are fully vaccinated. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire says good policy, according to who?
Not according to me, not according to the CDC, and just about most places around the world. I don't know. I mean, to be honest, John, he's also said that he wears a mask outside because it's out of habit, or he's worried some random person's going to come up to him, despite the fact that I think the Secret Service doesn't really allow that to happen.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen insists President Biden is trying to turn around an economy that was in a state of crisis when he took office. Yellen said today that she believes the U.S. will reach full employment by next year, even after a lackluster jobs report. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You can
and speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root, the Root, the Root. Months on a dip in U.S. jobs growth. I keep telling you the point of gold is not an investment. It's an insurance policy. If things are going bad, if there's going to be a crash, an economic crash, a stock crash, a real estate crash, any kind of a crash, gold is what you got to own. And ASI is the official gold dealer of this show, ASI meaning Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril as this moron Biden is president of the United States. A brain-dead moron, a zombie, literally brain-dead with dementia, and doesn't know what he's doing. And today, find out the economy's horrible. It's the second biggest job miss in the history of the United States. The numbers are awful. We're supposed to have 1 million new jobs. That was the estimate. We had 200,000. So it was an awful miss, and he kind of laughed about it. I mean, it's just a joke. The solution is the golden rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael and Rich Chechen and Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they'll get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today. 800-831-0007. I've been telling you to do this for months and months and months, and if you ever hesitated, I'm telling you, do it now, because gold is flying, flying. It's up to $18.32, silver's up to $27 an ounce, gold's heading for $2,000 again, and every expert on Wall Street and every billionaire hedge fund guy says that we're headed for stagflation, massive hyperinflation, and gold is the answer. All of them are saying it. So Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team is the way to go. Call Asset Strategies at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007. Tell them we're sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. All right, we've got our hostess with the mostest, our guest, Christina Leyla, the Gateway Pundit assistant editor, is with us. Love Gateway Pundit. Hey, Christina, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, you know, we have a list of things to discuss here, but I wanted to discuss one that's actually right on your front page right now as we speak. I just went and looked at some of the latest headlines, and we've got the new COVID wristbands.
Oh yeah,
which look to me, Christina, like incredibly depressing hospital bands. You know, when you're in the hospital and they give you this band. I had kidney stones a couple of years ago, and I had to have laser surgery in the hospital. Thank God you don't stay overnight or anything. It's a half-hour operation, and you're out of there. But they still make you leave in a wheelchair, and they put that band on your arm, and I hate it, and I want to jump out of the wheelchair, and I want to take the band, and I want to throw it in their face. Get away from me. I'm not crippled. I'm not sick. I'm fine. And so I wouldn't walk around with one of those bands. The minute I leave the hospital, I rip it off my arm in the car the second I sit down. They want you to walk around with a hospital band that says, as you've gotten your COVID vaccine, and proudly show it to everybody wherever you go. What a joke this is.
Right, and this is really creepy. And this company, they're charging about $20 for these, and restaurants are starting to buy them because they want their employees to wear them.
Wow.
So they can just tell their customers, oh, no, you're safe around our employees. And that's what the company actually said. They said they have two reasons for this. Number one, it holds your COVID-backed information on this little QR code. I'm not familiar with the technology, but it looks like it has a little scanner. And then the company said, well, the other point of this is to let others know you're safe to be around. Can you believe we've reached that place in society? And people will wear them. Look at all the people that are still afraid, still wearing masks. They're still hiding in their home because the media told them to over a year later.
It's truly, truly insane. It's insanity. And as I pointed out, psychologically, I hate hospitals. Mm-hmm. I can't go near them.
Right.
To me, it's about sick people. People die in hospitals. I'm not making a joke. They do. You know, it's kind of a funny comment, and yet it's true. People die in hospitals. I'm not going near them. And so why would I want to eat at a restaurant and be reminded that you look like you just got out of a hospital because you're wearing a hospital, you know, wristlet, you know, thing around your wrist? I mean, it's just a band around your wrist that looks like you you were sick and you've been staying in a hospital. It's the last thing I want to mix with my food, you know? Really sad.
Yeah, and they're creating a caste system. They're creating a caste system. They're saying, okay, if you don't have one of these on, you're a leper. Don't go near that person.
It's just not good. We're in a bad situation, and these vaccine passports, the only way out of it that I see is in Nevada, where they're not quite as liberal as places like California and New York. They're saying the casinos are smart enough to say, even if we do the vaccine passport, we're going to give you an out. It'll either be the vaccine or you had a COVID test within 48 hours. So at least I can still go do something. But that means before I go to a game, a hockey game, I'm going to need to have a COVID test. And what does that cost? Is that going to cost me $50, $100? I'm going to spend $100 before I gone to the game. So probably the result of that is I used to go to lots of games and I'm probably never going to go to a game again. How sad is that? How bad is that going to hurt business? It will. Lots of people think like me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd say at least half the country is sick of this.
Yeah, well, definitely. Let's say absolutely a third. How many businesses, let's say if it's only a third, how many businesses can afford to lose one-third of their customers? I don't think too many. So I think they're making a tragic, tragic mistake. They're undervaluing the fact that I think most Trump voters do not want to get the vaccine. Not all, but most. And I would say a large percentage, like 20% of liberals, the kind who go to Whole Foods and Sprouts, don't want to get the vaccine. So when you add it together, you're probably right. It probably is right in the range of 50% of Americans don't want to get the vaccine. So I don't know where they think, you know, they're going to stay in business without those people as customers anymore. I have no idea.
Right, and our medical records are no one's business.
Right, isn't that a HIPAA issue? I thought you're not allowed to ever ask anyone a question about their medical.
You can't.
Well, evidently you
Everything's
can.
Everything's gone out the window.
Yeah, evidently with Biden as president, you can. All right, let's talk about the headline, you know, the big headline story today was the April jobs report, which was the worst miss since 1998. So you do the math. That's a 23 years ago was the last time we had a miss this bad. And the second worst in history. And Biden's reaction was to laugh. Is that right? I didn't even know that till just now.
Oh, yeah. He chuckled. He actually, so CNBC was just in shock when they were reporting on these job numbers, horrific numbers. Since 1998, I believe it looks like 266,000 jobs were added, unemployment rose 6.1%. Biden comes out with this pathetic presser, and he's actually laughing. And he's like, oh, actually, this shows we're on the right track. I'm like, he's totally clueless. And, of course, the media is helping prop up Biden because they're all putting a positive spin on these horrible jobs numbers.
Right. I don't understand for the life of me how it's possible that someone's reaction to the worst jobs number since 98 and the second worst miss in the history of the United States could be proof that we're on the right track. That's hilarious. That's it. But that's the place we're at, right? I mean, it's all propaganda. It reminds me of Nazi Germany. It's such ridiculous propaganda, you can't believe anybody believes it. But it's
it's even worse. It's not even creating jobs. These are people, so businesses are starting to open up, right? Because they're starting, the states are starting to ease COVID restrictions. This isn't even job creation. These are people going back to work.
Right. Well,
I mean, Trump created jobs. This is just, well, now we're opening up, so people are starting to go back to work, and he took credit for that.
Right, and also, you know, I'm a big fan of Zero Hedge, by the way. That's my favorite business website,
yes.
Just like I love Gateway Pundit.
I love them.
For all the political stuff. And they broke down the jobs report, and they said as bad as the miss was, and it was bad, the reality is the numbers could have been much worse had it not been for 187,000 workers in the food service and drinking business, meaning waiters, waitresses, and bartenders, and 72,700 in gambling and recreation. So basically, you know, instead of 266, it could have been negative except for jobs that basically pay very low wages, in some of those cases, minimum wages. And so it's even worse than you think. Those are the only jobs that are out there.
True. Oh, yeah. And then Biden was so uncomfortable with the report that he just started laughing.
You know, let's go over some of the ones I don't even know the answer to. You have a headline about Biden giving a nonsensical answer when he was asked why he wears a mask around vaccinated people. What was his answer to that?
Okay, so this reporter asked him, well, you know, you're vaccinated and you're around other vaccinated people. Why do you still wear a mask? And he made some weird joke, and it wasn't even funny. He's like, well, I'm actually worried about you. And then he's like, oh, that was just a joke. And he's like, well, we're inside, and it's still a good policy to wear a mask. So that has nothing to do with science. That has nothing to do with keeping people safe. It's just propaganda. He admits it. And he says, well, when I'm outside, a lot of times I walk away from the podium and I notice I forget to put my mask back on because I'm used to wearing it outside. He wears it outside. He just made it up that he doesn't wear a mask outside. There's plenty of footage of him walking around alone outside, which the CDC says right now, you don't need to wear a mask if you're outside alone. And he does it all the time. So he just made up some answer that didn't even make sense, as usual.
As usual. We hear that Liz Cheney, another one of your headlines, could be out by Wednesday. Now, that's out of leadership. No one's kicking her out of the United States Congress, but out of leadership for sure. And then the next step is, of course, she could be kicked out of Congress. Not kicked out, but defeated, because lots of people are coming forward to run against her, correct?
Thank God. She needs to go. She is not the voice of the Republican Party.
Yeah, she's terrible. She's not, well, she's the voice of the establishment, I guess, who hates Trump. That's for sure.
Pelosi was praising her. That's all we need to know.
Yeah, that's all we need to know. Pelosi praising her, and I believe I saw that Mitt Romney was praising her. So what other praise could you possibly want to know? Christina, hang for the break. We got more to talk to you about. More of the headlines at the Gateway Pundit, one of my favorite conservative websites. Christina Layla is the associate editor at Gateway Pundit, thegatewaypundit.com. We'll be right back with lots more. Wayne Allyn, the warrior, is with you. I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it.
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you.
It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything.
If you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host, now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you...
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root back with Christina Layla of thegatewaypundit.com. The website is thegatewaypundit.com. Christina's assistant editor. We want to go over all the great headlines that are offered at one of the few conservative websites out there that tells the truth, the raw truth, and nothing but the truth. So here's the story. So BLM founder Patrice Cullors says it's really cool that people compare her to Chinese mass murderer Mao Zedong. That really happened.
Yes, this is a video that was unearthed. This is a 2010 video of her. And she was bragging that there was a young person who compared her book that she was selling to Mao Zedong's Little Red Book. You know, you had to memorize the communist propaganda in his book. And I think it was mandatory to own it, where it had, like, you know, a couple hundred of Mao's quotations in there, and you had to memorize it. And she thought it was cool that somebody compared her book to Mao's book. And this is a woman who, she's one of the founders of BLM, just recently went on a real estate binge where she bought several homes and majority white communities worth several $1 million. So she's a true Marxist. She's the wealthy. She's at the top, and everybody else beneath her are the peasants. And she just thinks it's great that people think she's like Mao, the mass murderer who killed, up to some accounts, 70 to 90 million Chinese last century.
Yeah. I mean, what I love about your site is that you bring up things that you'll never hear in the mainstream media. They refuse. It's just a total blackout.
Right.
Just like Hunter Biden's laptop didn't exist. You know, I wrote a commentary that you're going to get for Gateway Pundit. You'll get it in the next 24 hours, and I'm very proud of it.
Okay.
It's a great commentary. And it's, you know, in my opinion, it's my belief that the Democrats rigged and stole the 2020 election. And one of the things I mention in it is that in Detroit there are videotapes of vans pulling up in the middle of the night with boxes of ballots. Right, you're the site that covered that, and you've got the videotape.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I submitted it to Creator Syndicate because they syndicate my newspaper columns around the country, and it goes in about 30 newspapers every Sunday. And the editor just sent me back a note while I'm on the air with you, and she says, when you say in Detroit there are videotapes of vans pulling up in the middle of the night with boxes of ballots, The story I've seen most commonly, she says, is one where the person with the boxes turned out to be a man carrying camera equipment. Did you see differently? Question mark. So, see, this is how normal people who read mainstream New York Times, you know, liberal, biased mainstream publications, they don't believe that those vans were bringing ballots. But the video clearly showed that at 3 in the morning they were sneaking in with ballots, correct?
Yeah, and there was two separate trips.
Right.
So this van showed up twice. And it actually, it coincides with the spike of ballots that were counted in the early morning after
right.
the election.
Of course.
And we saw this in multiple states. We saw
right.
this in multiple states. They all coordinated and worked together. And these are the Democrat secretaries of state that helped coordinate this. And it was in the corrupt cities in each of these swing states, with Detroit, Atlanta, you know, Maricopa County. The Democrats dropped a nuke in 2020, and they rigged the election.
Right. Of course they did. And so she's saying, and she also says in Atlanta, where Wayne Root says in Atlanta there are videotapes of suitcases of thousands of fake ballots suddenly appearing after a fake water main break was used to force all the GOP witnesses out of the counting room, right? She says, oh, but I read that the county and state officials investigated and found the suitcases of ballots were ballot boxes and that they kept counting after reports of the leaky toilet. Was there a particular source you were referring to? Can you imagine? This is the kind of people you got to deal with. You know, of course they kept counting. After Republican witnesses left the room, they kept counting. What is it you don't understand about what I'm saying? Yes, they said there was a leaky toilet. There was not. They forced all witnesses out of the room, did they not?
And
when
no
one was there anymore, they brought out the ballots.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept counting.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Right.
I mean, it's so scary.
And they counted without the media. And according under the law there, you have to have media inside the room while they're counting. And there was a woman who we saw run the same ballot through the counters multiple times. It's on video.
Unbelievable.
Don't believe your lying eyes.
Right, exactly. And by the way, Trump brought both of those up today. He didn't bring the van up. He didn't bring the water main up. He just brought that. There were very ridiculous ballot counts in the middle of the night in Michigan and Wisconsin. He didn't even mention Georgia. That was another one that was ridiculous with these ballot dumps of basically 150,000 or so to zero each time. Somehow they win these things 100,000 to nothing. You know, it's you know,
right.
You're supposed to believe
and
that's possible.
They're 100% for Joe Biden.
Right.
And it was just enough ballots to bring them over the threshold to avoid the automatic recount. Isn't that interesting?
Right. Exactly. All right. It's crazy. And then you have a report today that Dominion refuses to comply with a subpoena and turn over the password to their Maricopa County machines. And she asked me about that one, too, and said, that doesn't sound right to me. I've never seen anything about Dominion refusing to comply with a subpoena. Well, you didn't make it up, Christina. Gateway didn't make it up. It's the Arizona audit director, Ken Bennett, that's saying it. So you see how you get questioned in everything you say when you're a conservative? Does anyone at the New York Times ever question the liberal crap that comes out of their reporters' mouths? No, of course not. Good that you're still out there.
Retractions all day long.
Thank God you're out there still reporting, Christina. I need it. I base all of my great commentaries on the stuff that you guys dig up at Gateway. So thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
TheGatewayPundit.com. Go there. Check it out every morning. Make it your first stop. Christina Leyla, have a great weekend.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.